Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
Grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
Go ahead and please take call.
It's that voice he's doing. Hey, gosh.
Oh, I was thinking you were still flashing from the last episode.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we will not be doing that for you. Gentlemen, it is truly a milestone.
Party time.
On this Thursday bonus episode. It is the 40th episode.
40.
Our show is officially over the hill.
Oh, it's over?
Oh, that sounds
no, it's over the hill.
Depressing.
When you turn 40, isn't that what it's called?
Hey, wait a minute.
He's the only one over 40.
40 here.
Well.
I don't hear a funny Taylor Swift.
I can't wait till 42.
There he goes. I don't know about you.
Oh, by the way, I meant to say this in the last episode, guys. The Rock has not responded yet.
Rockwatch.
Rockwatch 2018.
I think because he's doing Rampage. He's
that's
busy,
you know,
promoting that. He's going to get back to us, I'm sure.
I'm sorry, Rock fans, but this Rampage movie shows that The Rock will do anything for money.
Well, first you
except,
go to Jumanji.
Except
now you're
come
going
on
to,
this show.
You go to
well,
Jumanji.
We didn't offer him money.
That's right.
Today, guys, I'm excited about this because we literally just came up with this show idea within the last 5 minutes.
No, it's been on the planning board for months.
Oh, you're right. In honor of our 40th episode, a milestone we never thought we would make it to.
Cabbage for everybody.
No.
Oh.
What are we going to do, Derek?
I'm too excited. I can't say it.
In honor of Derek, we're going to wrestle.
Derek's dream come true. With knives.
Now, today we are going to be discussing 40 snacks. 40 snacks in Walt Disney World.
I don't think there's that many snacks. Unless you bring your own.
We hope there is.
Mr. Two Scoops over here.
Yeah. So
it was just a sampling.
I'll just take a free sample. I'll take your free sample, two scoops, please. So we're going to...
I keep telling you guys, it was a language barrier in France. I don't understand
that,
when you say sample, they give you two scoops.
That's what it was. We are going to walk you through 40 of our favorite snacks. And honestly, by the time we get to the end of the list, it may be not so favorite. But
right.
There are numerous snacks at Walt Disney World, and we may go even more into detail into these later on because obviously we don't want to sit here all day. We got to go to work here in a little bit, but
this is work. What are you talking about?
We'll just touch on some of these snacks. We probably won't get to elaborate on them as much as we would like, and sing the virtues of these snacks. But we are going to go through and name 40 snacks that we have enjoyed or maybe not enjoyed in Walt Disney World. Because a snack at Disney World is a huge part of the experience.
It is. It can really make or break your experience with a certain part of your trip, I think.
No pun intended.
Break.
Get it? Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat. Right?
That's kind hey. Of a stretch.
That's terrible.
That was awful. Okay.
Derek is the guru of food. So, Derek, why don't you start us off? We gotta move quickly here.
We do.
40 snacks.
40 snacks in 40 snacks in 10 minutes.
And we're going to try not to repeat them.
Yes. Since you said something we didn't really like, I'm going to throw one out there.
And let's say this too. This is in no particular order.
Please.
No. No order.
I'm going to have to go with one that was just okay to me.
Uh-huh.
It was at the Norway Pavilion. The lefse, I believe is how you say it.
Lefse.
It's kind of like a tortilla with cinnamon mixture in it.
Uh-huh.
Is it opposite of the rice?
It looks like a rolled up piece of paper.
Yes.
From what I recall.
It was okay. I really love cinnamon, but this one just left me. So
get it, Lefse. He left them. Get it. That's pretty good, Derek.
Oh, my gosh.
He's making puns all over the place.
Punster.
Lefse in the Norway.
Lefse.
And that's at the Kringla Oglag Bakery.
What's your language? This is a family show.
Gracious, what is wrong with you?
It's too early in the morning. We're both drinking coffee.
And that's at the Kringla Bakery.
He's only had like two sips of coffee.
He can't handle his coffee.
Craig, what's a snack?
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and go right off the bat with my favorite. The cream cheese pretzel.
Ooh.
I mean, it's...
Can you even find that anymore?
It's seasonal.
It's seasonal.
So, yes, we have to clarify. And where can you find that?
That would be at the launch pad. But lunching, no longer.
The lunching pad?
Lunching pad.
It'll be at the kitchen of Launchpad McQuack, which Derek will gladly
wait
10
minutes. I will wait 5 minutes to see Launchpad
McQuack. Oh, it's gone down. It was 10.
Oh, was it 10? Okay, I'll still wait 10, but he's by far my favorite character to me.
Yep. I'm going to go with one of my favorites, and it's new, and I've talked about it before, the carrot cake cookie.
Yes.
Which you can find at Sweet Spells over at Hollywood Studios. Love the carrot cake cooking, and it's large enough to share most of the time.
Amongst three grown men.
Not that we would know.
Yeah. So that's three.
Okay.
Let's keep them coming.
I'm not even having to leave. Even having to leave Norway right now.
Norway.
And it's another one that I'm...
Yeah.
It's okay, but it's not as good as another specific item. I'm...
Big Summer Blowout. From Frozen.
from the salesman guy.
Sven. It's Sven. It's not Sven. I don't know.
They're all Sven. Okay, but it's just not as good as... I'd put it higher than the left side, I think. And that's the rice pudding from the Norway Pavilion again.
Oh, wow.
I'm not having to leave at all today.
I think I'm getting ready to hit up the...
I'm going to get 32 foods from...
From
the Norway Pavilion. So it's pretty good, but I've never had it on its own. Let me say that. I've always purchased multiple snacks, and so it may have a little... I may have not cleansed the palate properly.
That's true.
You need some ginger to cleanse the palate.
And some wasabi.
I think you should...
No, that would burn the palate.
That does the opposite. I think you just need to start carrying around a pocket full of ginger.
Is that like a pocket full of sunshine?
Pocket full of ginger makes the missing...
There you go. That's exactly what Mary Poppins said. What's another one, Craig?
I would have to say, I'm sticking on the popular stuff here. I'm going to say the Mickey ice cream bar.
Oh, the good old Mickey bar.
And you can get that just about anywhere.
Yep. I mean, walk another 10 feet, you'll find it.
Yep.
Available at every ice cream stand.
Walt placed trash cans and then placed the ice cream bars. So that's how.
Craig, while you're there, I'm going to mention the strawberry fruit bar that you can find at most of those same stands. That is our son's favorite. Bruin loves the strawberry fruit bar. Oftentimes prefers it over the Mickey bar. But a lot of same places where you can get the Mickey bar, you can get that strawberry fruit bar. And it's a good refreshing take if you're looking for something that's not chocolate-filled.
Ooh.
Yep. Derek?
I'm still in Norway. Guess what?
Good grief.
I'm getting three out of one place. You guys are not doing that. I'm pretty sure.
We're not.
Well, no, we're not.
Because you guys do not understand. And this one I do highly recommend. Matthew may disagree with me on this.
I know what you're going to say.
The school bread. It's probably... And...
I like the school bread.
Currently, it is under refurbishment. But
the bakery.
The Kringla Bakery is under refurbishment, but it is still available at a cart outside the...
A la carte?
Well, technically, I guess so.
Oh, I'm so funny.
But, yes, school bread, highly recommended.
It's okay. I don't think it's that flavorful. And I like
it. It's a lemony, custardy, coconutty goodness.
Yeah.
Correct. The bread is unsweetened. That's probably why.
Yeah, that's it. I want something sweet.
If I'm getting a snack, sweeten me up, baby. Sorry.
And I will say it's interesting to say most of what we've said so far, with the exception of the cream cheese pretzel, is like a dessert type snack. So you can see where our head is.
Oh, there's others? Well, I'll just add to the dessert as we go here. I'm going to go for a macaroon.
Ooh, where at?
Over at the French Bakery.
Oh, at the... Now you can get
the boulangerie.
Are you talking about the one where you would get the ice cream?
Either one.
Les Artisans de Glaces?
Yes, that's probably where I was thinking.
Yes.
I'd probably go to the ice cream because, and I probably would get some ice cream with it too.
Yeah, of course you would. Now you can also get mini macaroons at Gaston's Tavern,
right?
Which I was tempted to do, and
I had those. I didn't like those as well.
Well, they were just so small, and the price point was very large.
But you get like four different samplings of four different kinds.
I'm going to stick in Norway, Derek. And this is a snack that I do enjoy much more than the school bread, and that is the troll horn.
Ooh.
The troll horn is like a sweet little pastry stuffed with cream cheese and other goodness. It's very sweet, and I find it fantastic. But Derek doesn't like it.
I did not like it. Sorry, stick with the school
bread. So we've named nine so far.
We're nine in.
Four of which are from Norway.
I'm hungry.
It's a good stop, really. It's highly recommended.
I've always wanted to try one of the sandwiches there.
I've not
like
tried
the ham and
there.
Apple sandwich, I think.
I'm always... Sorry, I've got the sweet tooth.
The Norwegian Club. Derek, what's number 10 on our list of 40 snacks?
Number 10... Well, I'm going to go back to the lunching pad with Craig.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to get the Pepper Jack pretzel.
Very good choice.
Get some savory on there. It's another seasonal option.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think they just kind of alternate what kind of stuffed pretzel you can get there. What was available on your past trip?
Pepper Jack.
Pepper Jack still?
Yep.
So that was a hangover from December.
Now they have a chocolate stuffed pretzel. Is that right? And it comes with a caramel dipping sauce, I believe. Or Nutella filled, maybe? One of those. Craig? Number 11.
A funnel cake from Sleepy Hollow.
Funnel cake.
Yep. Funnel cakes are always popular. Funnel cakes are, it seems like just a normal snack, but it's a good little snack, and likes a lot of people enjoy those, so I would go over there and get that.
It's also one of the best values on the dining plan if you're going to use a snack credit, because it's a $7 or $8 snack. I think you can also get them at a kiosk outside of the American Pavilion.
Right.
In Epcot. And speaking of Epcot, I'm going to say my next snack is going to be the Cronut, which can be found at Refreshment Port. I'm going to get it without the ice cream.
Yes.
I like it just by itself.
Yep.
The mixture, half donut, half croissant, very, very good.
Delectable. Delightful. Delicious.
Get it with some milk.
I'm going to have to, since Craig said the Sleepy Hollow, I'm going to have to go with my number. It may be my number one overall.
Uh-oh.
Would be the Nutella and fruit waffle.
Nutella and fruit waffle.
It's fantastic. I get it almost every time now.
The problem with Sleepy Hollow refreshments is it takes a while to wait for those things a lot of times.
You have to wait for goodness sometimes.
That is true. They need to add mobile ordering, which I'll say more about on our next episode. Craig?
I would say my next one would be at Beaches and Cream, but I'm probably going to look at this would be right up my...
The kitchen sink?
That's what I was going to say, the kitchen sink. That would be a snack for me.
Wow. That's a $50 snack.
So Craig is going to say the kitchen sink.
The kitchen sink.
That's a good snack for 20 people. Well, y'all both mentioned Sleepy Hollow. This is more of a meal. I like the sweet and spicy chicken waffle sandwich from Sleepy Hollow, but that's more of a meal, not a snack.
I would say it's a snack.
It's a snack? Okay, it's then sweet and spicy chicken waffle sandwich.
I'm going to call that a snack. I guess because it doesn't come from a sit-down location.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I like it because it's sweet and savory. Like, I like how it clashes with each other. And because of that, I haven't tried anything else at Sleepy Hollow, so I need to give the Nutella waffle a shot. But
I'm heading over to the ice cream parlor at the end of Main Street and getting a ice cream sandwich cookie with mint ice cream and a chocolate chip cookie. That's a high recommendation also.
Now, that's also one you're going to probably have to wait for.
Again.
Derek's all about waiting for greatness.
I don't mind.
But he won't wait for
I'll wait
things.
Longer for
He won't
for
wait
food.
6 minutes to meet Launchpad. But if it's food, his favorite character.
If it's food, he'll wait 2 hours.
You've got to be willing to make sacrifices.
Builds up the excitement. Okay, Matt, I'm going to travel over to Hollywood Studios, the 50s primetime, and get the peanut butter and jelly milkshake.
Yes. Woo-hoo.
Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, baseball bat, peanut butter.
Sorry. I still don't know what that song
is. Get you very excited, Chris. Yes. Break out into song. Yeah, it's hard to go wrong with PB&J shake. Goes down smooth.
It does.
While you're in Hollywood Studios, I'm going to, we mentioned this could be snacks we like or don't like. I'm going to go to one that most of us didn't like. The maple bacon whoopie pie in Hollywood Studios, which the bites you got with bacon were quite good, but overall, it's very sweet.
Kind of shady.
kind of shady.
I don't.
This is number 19 coming up.
We're almost halfway through.
I know. I'll tell you what.
Number 19. Okay. I'm going to have to go with one that we travel home with almost every time. And you can get it at any store on Main
shank.
Street. Main Street. Main Street.
Sir, you're going to have to check that pork chain.
Main Street. Or anywhere you can get anything pretty much at Walt Disney World. And that's going to be one of the packaged Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, yes.
They're probably some of the best Rice Krispie treats.
When you have your meal plan, you cash those in at the end when you get extra snack credits.
I do not, because I never have the meal plan.
I'm speaking for myself.
Oh.
Okay, guys. I'm going to probably my all-time favorite.
Number 20. Got to be a good one.
It's above the pretzel.
Uh-oh.
LeFou's Brew.
Nice.
I will drink my body weight in LeFou's Brew while I'm at Disney multiple times.
It's funny, the LeFou's Brew is kind of a divisive drink. Like, some people love it, like Craig and I love it, and then some people can't stand it. My wife doesn't enjoy it at all. Why don't you go ahead and give out the secret recipe?
I can't. They told me not to.
That's it. I'm going to go to one of my recent new favorites. And Josh mentioned this when we had him on the show. It is the pineapple upside down cake at Aloha Isle with the pineapple soft serve ice cream.
Good night.
It is awesome. The Dole Whip is awesome by itself, but the pineapple upside down cake they're serving it with now is, oh man, it's phenomenal. It's probably one of my top five snacks property wide now. And if you haven't tried it, you need to on your next trip.
Okay, I'm going to go back to something savory, and I'm going to count this as a snack, even though it may not technically be a snack. It's more of a meal, like your sandwich earlier. I'm going to go with the mac and cheese from the Friar's Nook, just the plain mac and cheese.
Rest in peace, roast.
The roast beef mac and cheese was my go-to over there, but now just the plain is pretty. It's still pretty good.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and mention this because if we don't, we'll get hate mail. The Dole Whip. So,
yep.
The Aloha plain Isle, Dole Whip.
Yeah, just the plain Dole Whip. It's a must.
That's
do
my
as well.
Preferred consumption type of the Dole Whip. You got to try
the pineapple upside down cake.
I'm
telling you, it will. It is hands down better.
Back to you, Dutton.
I'm going to go over to Animal Kingdom.
Oh, that's where I was going.
I'm going to go to Pandora.
There's more than one snack there, Derek. It's okay.
I'm going to go to Pandora, and I'm going to get the Night Blossom.
Ooh.
At Pongu Pongu.
If your sugar ever gets low.
Yes. Especially what are those things called?
The boba balls.
Yes.
The boba.
Yes, the Night Blossom is probably the sweetest, sugariest drink on property.
It's got to be.
And it's not for everybody, but I thoroughly enjoy it, especially after a long day in the parks. I think both times I've had it, it was at the end of the day, and it was just, I enjoyed drinking on the way out of the park.
I can't remember if there was one day we had either two or three of those.
Oh, goodness. It's definitely something like you would find off another planet, such as Pandora. So I'm going to go with the Night Blossom as my sugary sweet drink of choice.
Okay. I'm going to travel down a few light years to the Kusafari.
Kusafiri?
Kusafari. I'm going to go to the Kusafiri then and get the hugemongousest cinnamon roll ever. And it's kind of a croissant cinnamon roll. And the Mickey, and it's shaped like Mickey, and it's awesome.
It is.
Did you get to have that?
We got that on our last trip, and I'm not going to add this to the list, but the elephant ear pastry there is also good. We got one of each, and some hot chocolate, which Craig, it was perfect temperature.
Always.
So I'm throwing in a couple there without adding them to the list. But yeah, Kusafiri is great. Great little breakfast stop for a sugary, sweet breakfast treat. And that cinnamon roll was ginormous.
It's huge.
I guess I'm going to go simple again. There's actually two simples I'm thinking about, but I'll save them for a minute. I'm going to go down just to Casey's Corner and get a hot dog.
Just a regular old hot dog?
Just a good old hot dog from Casey's Corner. Nothing better than just get your hot dog and sit there and watch what's going on Main Street.
Are you going to just splurge and get the footlong?
Oh, is it a snack without?
We'll go ahead and lump in all the hot dogs at Casey's Corner.
Yes.
I had the mac and cheese foot long dog on Main Street last week, and
there's a picture on our Twitter account too.
It was a lot better than what I expected. I didn't really know what to expect, but I'm sitting there like, I'll just use mobile order, hop over there and get one. It was great.
What number are we on, Matthew?
That was number 26, which means this will be number 10?
Your math is working out.
27.
Let me know why you teach history.
I probably wasn't the best one to keep this list, keep up with it.
So we've already passed 22?
It's getting down to the point where I want to... I don't... I'm going to say one that I don't get a lot. We've gotten it a couple times. It's good, but it's kind of... A lot of people say it's a staple of Disney World, especially Magic Kingdom. I'm just going to say popcorn. Get a good old box of fresh,
that's what I was going to say a while ago.
Popcorn.
Yep.
I don't know that.
And a souvenir bucket. I mean, we've got two or three of those right in our kitchen right now that we've had from...
I don't know that I've ever had popcorn.
Get that souvenir bucket if you're looking to gorge yourself with
popcorn.
It's for the family.
It's for the family.
So popcorn.
Okay. I've got another one that you can get in any gift shop pretty much if it's still available. I don't know if they may have discontinued it because we have trouble finding it sometimes, but then it'll pop up again. And it's the Chippendales cheese crackers that are shaped like Mickey heads. I don't know if
I've ever seen those.
They're kind of like Cheez-Its, but they're Mickey heads and they're in that Chippendale. You know, Chippendale has that line of granola and different kind of stuff in the gift shops. That's what it was with. They were very good cheese snacks.
Well, good. I'll have to give that a shot.
Like I said, sometimes they have them, sometimes they don't.
I would say probably at Main Street. Is it the baker right there on the right or the confectionery? Mm-hmm. Always, that's a stop for us. And any of our trips to Disney, we always get candied apples, things like that, and all kinds of different toppings. So that I would have to say that's probably one of our snacks too. The candied apples with... chocolate covered, caramel covered, nuts on it, whatever. Always popular there. So I'd add that to the list. Caramel apples.
Rachel actually had a custom made caramel apple at Disney Springs one day.
Really?
She could, I believe it was, we went in there and she just told them what she wanted on it. And
we were ready for snack number 30. And I'm going to say the Butterfinger cupcake. The Butterfinger Cupcake was at Starring Rolls Cafe.
Yep.
Now I think, as you said, Derek, it may be at Sweet Spells. But let me throw any cupcake into that mix.
Okay.
Because I think there's all kinds of awesome cupcakes at Walt Disney World. I know the three of us had some good ones at the Contemporary Resort one time. The Disney cupcakes, most of them are not your typical cupcakes. We're talking about mountains of cupcakes and icing.
And I would recommend that they are meant to be shared.
Yes, at least with one other person. I tried to finish a whole Butterfinger cupcake one time. That did not go well. But yeah, I think if you're going to go to Disney World, you try one of those monstrous cupcakes that they offer. That's 30 snacks, people.
We're 30 in.
10 more on this milestone 40th episode. No better way to celebrate.
These better
not
really
to
count.
Me. 31. I'm going to have to go to the Germany Pavilion this time. And I'm going to go with just a basic square of caramel.
Like just a tiny little square?
It's a chunk. It's a chunk of caramel.
The caramel cushion?
Is that, I don't know what it's called.
Caramel cushion? I don't know.
Why are you're selling...
That's kind of like at Werther's where you get all the little...
Yeah, it's in the Werther's store.
Yeah.
But it's a big, soft chunk of caramel. Maybe the best thing in there.
Okay.
And maybe some of that caramel popcorn.
Eat within 4 hours. It is not good the next day.
I'm going to branch away from sweets just for a second.
Can we just pause for a second and talk about how Craig was going to eat an entire kitchen sink by himself? I think we just kind of glossed over that.
We did.
That's not good, Craig.
We include that as a snack. That wasn't a meal.
That should be like three meals.
I think there's some lactose intolerance that will kick in halfway through that if you're trying to eat by yourself.
Probably so.
I'm going to get away from sweets for a second and just go with a good old turkey leg.
So
that just makes you
just
want
makes
like,
me want to growl.
Get in a fight, when you say that.
It does make it, because I dislike it, so that's why I want to fight.
And you definitely wouldn't wait in line for that, would you?
I would not.
So sad.
I like the turkey leg. I've had it before. It was great.
Why does it smell like ham?
Probably because it's a very ham-like substance. I don't know.
Maybe you think about the
pork. Does it taste like ham?
Maybe you think about the pork shank.
It's good. I'm going to say one that I haven't had. I keep meaning to try it. Over at Trilobites, or yep. Trilobites in Dino Land mm-hmm. in Animal Kingdom, the buffalo chicken chips. I've read good things about them. They look really good. They look fresh. And I'm a big buffalo chicken fan. So I know they used to have a buffalo chicken waffle slider.
I had that, yeah.
So I'm guessing it's similar in scope. But so yeah, buffalo chicken chips.
Sounds good. I'm going to have to go to the Cheshire Cafe and get the raspberry lemonade slushy. And I think it'd be even better if they didn't give you a Mickey straw. Because trying to get a slushy through Mickey straw is not fun.
Yeah.
And it adds about 50 cents onto the price.
They also have the Cheshire Tails over there, right?
They do. And it's okay. It's a donut.
Yeah. So. It's a donut.
I am going to go with another one of my favorites. And I don't know if you consider it a snack, but I'm going to. Kind of like the kitchen sink. I would have to say Ohana's bread pudding.
Oh, yes.
You can order that separately.
Yes, that's what I was saying. I don't know. I mean, that's a dessert, but I could eat it as a snack.
I was at Raglan Road last week, and I didn't even get the bread pudding there.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Because we got an appetizer, and we were so stuffed.
See, I prefer dessert to appetizers.
Well, I couldn't help myself.
You have no control.
He doesn't. When it comes to snacks,
I mean, we're naming 40 snacks. It sounds like none of us have any control. The fact that we can even name 40 snacks in Walt Disney World is pretty bad. I am going to say one here to honor my wife. It is her favorite snack, and I'm going to go to Gaston's Tavern, which I know we've already been to, and I'm going to get the chocolate croissant. We actually got a couple of these on our most recent trip, and they're quite good.
They're dark chocolate.
Yes, we.
That's what I don't like about them. I prefer milk chocolate.
Well, you can get the giant cinnamon roll if you.
I don't like Gaston's buns that much.
Gaston's buns. We are up to number 37 here, boys. Ooh. Only four left in our 40 snacks list.
I'm going back to another resort,
Pork Egg Roll,
over in the French Quarter.
I know where you're going, Derek. I was just thinking of it myself.
And we're gonna have to go with the beignets.
Gotta love.
Oh man, yeah. Have we not named that?
So they are the fantastic.
The beignets.
Yes.
The big nets.
the beignets. Oh, now, is that the Sasagula that you...
That's
at the food court?
The food court at yeah. French Quarter, yeah. Sasagula something. Floatworks.
Craig, that's what it's called. Craig, you and I get to name one more. Make it a good one. Or make it a bad one, either way.
Again, not necessarily a snack. And
I'm the only one that's named some that you don't really want.
You can...
Well, I said the maple bacon whoopie.
Oh, yeah. Well, nobody should want that.
I said turkey leg, and you didn't want that.
Well, I don't want it, but it's still pretty popular, I think.
I'm going to have to say for my final one, again, not sure if it's necessarily a snack, but I would like it as a snack.
Once you said the kitchen sink.
I'm going to say the gray stuff.
Oh, it'd be our guest.
Yes. And like I said, I don't know if that's necessarily a snack, but yeah, it's a must try.
It's
never
good.
Tried it.
It's good.
You haven't had it?
Try the gray stuff. It's delicious.
Don't believe us. Ask Craig.
It's nutritious. No, wait, that's not. Pressure's on. You got one last one. Dotson, what will it be?
I've got it. And we had it on our recent trip. It is at Columbia Harbor House, and it is the cup of the clam.
The
chowder.
Lobster roll.
No.
Oh.
Well, I guess if you wanted to call that a snack. I'm still trying to play by the rules, Craig. Unlike Mr. Kitchen Sink over here.
Those are snacks to me.
I'll take a shawarma platter as my snack. Now, I'm going to say the cup of clam chowder at Columbia Harbor House. We've gotten that just about every time we've gone there. I think when we first started going, it was like $4. Now it's up to almost $7, so the price keeps going up. But the clam chowder is a great use of a snack credit if you're on the dining plan. But it's just a good, hearty cup of soup. It's tasty. It pairs well with the meal that you get there.
It's a nice pairing.
It's a nice pairing, yes. I think the
last
one.
The DVC renter's table.
I think the one we had last week was a 1998. They made it in 1998 and frozen. No. It's clam chowder, Columbia Harbor House. That's my last one.
That sounds good. All right, Derek. Pressure's on. The last one, the 40th of all the snacks. not the greatest, not necessarily the top of the list, but number 40 on this list.
That we could think of.
Just 40 that are there.
And I'm sure there's more that we haven't named.
Congratulations, by the way, if you've made the list, you exist.
Yes. Hey, and while Derek is thinking and he's going to tell us number one or the 40th.
Oh, this is his top.
Be sure to let us know on our social media what your favorite snack is, if we left it off, or second, something we've said that you really like as a snack.
Yep.
Tell us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. Email us whatever you want to do.
I can go ahead and tell you that our listener Nick is going to say the bacon cheese roll from France.
We didn't mention that.
But that's the thing, is there's dozens and dozens and dozens of snacks to try at Walt Disney World. Clint is a big fan of the Nutella filled beignet.
You can see, just from you guys over in Epcot, you can spend all day in one section and eat a ton of snacks. So.
And we have not even mentioned festivals either.
Right.
The snacks that come with the festivals. So. Yep. Yeah, be looking on Twitter and Facebook in the coming days to share with us what is your favorite snack in all of Walt Disney World.
I'm going to have to go with one that's been changed a little bit this week or over the past few weeks, and it's be the citrus swirl. I don't know why I'm listing it because I don't like it. I'm a Dole Whip guy.
So that's number 40.
He's
going to name something that it's there, but I don't like it.
Some people like it.
Just name the Goofy Glacier.
We could go on forever. We could have an 80 for a 40, but we're running out of time. Time for school, kids.
And it's the 40th episode, so.
I say 40 is definitely the citrus / orange swirl.
40 is the new 30.
Whatever. 40. Well,
there it is, folks. 40 episodes in the books, 40 snacks that you can.
I honestly thought that would take us a lot longer to come up with, but then again, I'm not surprised.
No. For our new listeners, if you're down at Walt Disney World, we encourage you to try a different snack for every episode that you listen to.
So one?
Yeah. Start all over.
I mean, they're probably going to try one snack.
That's fine. They'll get through one snack. Poor people. Well, it's been a long day. It's been a long list, but you know what it's now time for, boys.
It's time for the kitchen sink.
You wish, Craig. It's time for
Grinning Greatness.
Why does Craig keep saying it like that? It's like this new voice he's trying to.
We can't go do it with. The same.
Derek,
he's trying to branch out.
It is your question.
Okay. Getting away from snacks.
Thank goodness. I feel sick talking about
it. But we're still going to be eating.
I'm going to have this mental picture in my head all day of Craig with a giant spoon and a kitchen sink.
Okay, this is a two-parter, guys.
Okay.
What resort would you go to visit their food court? And what resort do you feel has an overrated food court? Quick service food court. We're going to stay in the quick service area.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with the, like I said in Monday's show, I'm going to go with the Riverside Mule Food Court as the one that I feel that has just about everything that I could want in a food court. Okay, and my overrated one is going to be Captain Cook's.
Oh, no.
At the Polynesian.
Oh.
It has a good one or two things, but I just felt, overall, I feel that it's overrated.
Yeah. I can see that. I mean, it's not and the thing you run into with a lot of the deluxe resorts is there's not a ton of options. It's more of a one quick service stop as opposed to a court. So, now I do love the Tonga Toast there.
I do enjoy that, but they've only got like five or six items. Like you said, it's kind of a condensed version of a food court. And I've had every item at Captain Cook's, and it was
Every item, Craig.
I can believe that.
Some of them, I was just really surprised that they weren't better than they were. So
yeah.
So I feel Captain Cook's is overrated.
Okay, I've got mine.
Go ahead, Craig.
I'm going to say my favorite food court is Contempo Cafe.
Oh man, that's a good one.
We ate there many times on our last trip, us three, and I don't think I've gotten a bad meal there yet. I've really enjoyed everything I've gotten there, all the different, and that was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, one of those meals went. I mean, it seemed late, but it a really, really good place. Again, you might not think of that as a food court, but you can get everything you want there. So it's very good, great atmosphere. So I think that's my number one. Probably, overrated. I don't know if it's overrated or not, but probably, and I've ate there so many times, I guess that's why it is to me, but Pop's Entry, just because, but it's really not that bad because it's got so many different offerings, because there's so many people there. They've got something for everybody, but to me, it's just kind of run of the mill. There's nothing just jumps out special. So it's a great food court, but it's just not high ranking for me just because it's just, there's nothing that's just fantastic.
Right.
So,
I'm going to say that one of my favorites is the Landscape of Flavors at Art of Animation Resort. And I don't have a lot of experience here. I had a surf and turf burger there the one time we stayed, which was very, very good. I don't even think it's on the menu anymore, though. It may be. But just looking over their menu, they've got Mongolian grilled fish, braised beef short rib, tandoori boneless chicken thighs. They've also got to build your own pasta, build your own pizza, build your own salad. Just a lot of options there, a lot of creative options at Landscape of Flavors. And it's one of your newer food courts, too, Art of Animation being a newer hotel. The one I think is overrated, which most people don't rate it very highly, but I'm just going to say it because it's at a nice resort, and that's the Beach Club Marketplace. I love the Beach Club. I rave about the Beach Club, but the quick service dining is where they fall short. There's nothing really, it's your basics is what they have there. And a lot of times the food is not all that great, and you can read reviews on the Beach Club Marketplace. And so, but the hotel is outstanding, but the food court, not so much.
And I think as a general rule, the moderates and value resorts have better food courts.
Yeah, they have a lot more options.
Sure.
But quick service. Yeah. Let's say that, quick service food
Contempo courts. Cafe, however, is it's a pristine option.
Mm-hmm.
Good question, Derek. Well, boys.
Now it's time to go eat.
It I'm is. Starving. I'm very hungry now. Going to go put away 40 snacks in honor of this recording.
Excellent.
And including that is the kitchen sink.
Good grief. Still can't get over that. So, yes, listeners, feel free to share with us. Be looking for the questions on social media to answer. We'd love to read your responses here on the air. Guys, anything else before we depart?
I don't think so. Thanks for following. We picked up lots of followers in the last week, especially Matthew was doing all his tweeting when he was at Disney World, and we appreciate the follows. And just follow us on Podbean. That helps us out. And give us some comments on iTunes. That'll be great, too.
And as always, send us in any show ideas you may have.
We've got another one coming up soon.
We do.
From a listener.
We have a few. Also coming up on Monday, I'll finish up the other half of my trip report, as we'll be focusing on all things Disney that we did in the parks last week.
And I'm sure we'll hear from Rock about Monday.
I'm sure by that time he will have responded. Yeah. Rock Watch 2018. Thank you for listening. We love you, our listeners. We are thankful for you. And that's why, as always, we want you to be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
That's definitely an outtake. Or at least, I mean, a cut.
I tried to hold it
together. He goes,
oh my goodness. Oh.